Welcome to Living with Jesus. Each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you'll have more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, what is your relationship with Jesus?
Good morning. I'm David Jopy, Living with Jesus. This week our podcast focuses on love and mercy through life with Jesus. Jesus reigns. Lord, have mercy upon us. Two of the things the Spirit produces abundantly are love and mercy. God's nature is love, and His unfailing love fills all things. And you are blessed to love your neighbor in God's presence because He first loves you. Mercy is God's prerogative and is evident in His saving power. God's mercy is needed by all creation from the reigning Lord Jesus. So now, righteousness is received by faith and not by human effort, for it is faith in Jesus Christ that justifies. God's love is evident to all, because mercy triumphs over justice. Again, the Lord redeems your life from the pit, and He crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. This crown is priceless because with the Father's honor, dignity, and respect, the Lord forgives all your iniquity and heals all your diseases. The Lord satisfies you with good, so your youth is renewed like an eagle. God's care causes your crown of love and mercy to shine brightly. Again, the Lord will betroth His people to Him. He will betroth you to Him in righteousness and justice and in steadfast love and in mercy. The true church is all who have faith in Jesus Christ, and this is the right-hand kingdom of God. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession. So let your hearts be eager to show love and mercy to others. Again, God is rich in mercy because of the steadfast love He has for you. The Lord made you alive together with Christ and raised you up with Him and seated you with Him in the heavenly places. In Christ Jesus, God gives you the immeasurable riches of His grace through mercy and love. Again, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of your Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. God loves you forever before you were baptized, and loves you forever after your baptism. So you are appointed to eternal life, and therefore blessed through faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ results in righteousness that stands firm before God in His kingdom. Reconciled to God, you may enter His gate and be sent out with the Holy Spirit to places Jesus is about to visit. And from places worthy of God's peace, you will return to the Lord. Again, by mercy, the Holy Spirit, and by genuine love, commend yourselves to God. In keeping God's law, you will overcome afflictions, hardships, and calamities with great endurance. So serve God as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. With God's love and mercy, your cause will be supported with God's saving grace. So be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of others, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. He will be merciful and show you His salvation because you cling to Him with love. And finally, the Lord has told you what is good, and He requires that you continue to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So walk with all humility towards one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. When justice prevails, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you. And cast all your anxieties on the Lord Jesus, for He cares for you. Jesus Christ loves, forgives, and is merciful to you, so you may have love, forgiveness, and mercy for others. Let us pray to God in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
We pray that this week podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ and that you'll continue in His love. In His holy name, amen. What is your relationship with Jesus?